gemütlichen Frühstück in einem Restaurant mit einem Grampen-Patter-T-Shirt hin zum Patterstore in Amsterdam selbst. Und damit schönen guten Tag und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Episode von Oshun, Deutschlands erstem Sneaker- und Streetwear-Podcast. Mein Name ist Amadeus Thüner und wie ihr unschwer hören könnt, sind wir auf dem Weg durch die Stadt. Wir sind auf dem Weg durch Amsterdam und hier ist einiges los. Natürlich, es ist Sommer, Amsterdam lebt vom Tourismus, wir sind Teil davon. Aber entdecken konnte ich heute auch schon einige Leute mit Nike Air Max One Putter am Fuß, meistens aus dem The Wave Pack. Und das hat auch einen Grund, denn heute findet der 5. Drop des Nike Air Max One Putter The Wave statt. The New Wave. Wie wir wissen, erscheint auch ein 6. Und der macht dann das Paket zu. Warum es so ist, weshalb und überhaupt, das besprechen wir heute unter anderem mit Tim von Putter, den wir im Interview begrüßen dürfen. Wen wir noch begrüßen dürfen, das zeigt sich in wenigen Minuten, denn am Release-Tag sind natürlich extrem viele Leute auch am Store. Und wie wir wissen, wenn Putter schon In-Store-Releases macht, dann ist da auch immer einiges los. Wir freuen uns also auf ein paar spannende Minuten, ein paar spannende Statements und ein paar spannende Interviews und natürlich auf den Release des 5. Nike Air Max One Putter The Wave. Und abseits von Nike wissen wir natürlich durch letztes Jahr in unser Interview mit Tim von Putter schon, da kommt auch noch was von und mit New Balance. Vielleicht hat er auch schon Lust, ein bisschen was darüber zu verraten. Wir sind auf jeden Fall gespannt. Das Wetter ist perfekt. Freuen wir uns auf einen wunderschönen Freitag hier in dieser Stadt in Amsterdam. Und wer an dieser Stelle sagt, Amsterdam, da war ich auch schon lange nicht mehr, oder was gibt's denn in Amsterdam eigentlich noch außer Putter, dem empfehle ich unsere Episode mit Dutch OG Tommy Trigger. Da haben wir nämlich einen kleinen City Guide aus Amsterdam mitgebracht und den kann man sich dann nach dem Genuss dieser Episode auch nochmal anhören. Bleibt noch zu sagen, was ich heute am Fuß trage. Ich habe mich ein bisschen eingereiht ins Amsterdamer Thema. Es ist kein Putter geworden, sondern ein Para, der Nike SB Dunk Low Para, und zwar der aus dem ersten Pack, der weiße mit dem bunten, wunderschönen Swoosh. Der ist heute an meinem Fuß und kleidet mich ehrlicherweise ganz gut. So, das an dieser Stelle. Wir hören uns gleich wieder, wenn wir direkt am Laden sind, bei Putter zum Release des Nike Air Max One Nummer 5. Unser nächsten Gast bzw. die Brand, für die er steht, müssen wir wahrscheinlich nicht mehr vorstellen, aber trotzdem an dieser Stelle ein paar Fakten. 2004 in Amsterdam aus der Liebe zu Hip-Hop und Turnschuhen von Edson Sabayo und Guillaume Schmidt gegründet. 5 Jahre später dann einige der wohl besten Arbeiten auf der Air Max One Silhouette ever gefertigt. Dazu noch zig Collabs mit Nike, der Jordan Brand, New Balance, Asics, Reebok, Mizuno, Diadora, Vans, Tommy Hilfiger, Alpha Industries, Umbro und jeder Brand, die man so im Kopf haben könnte, wahrscheinlich on top noch dazu, sind sie neben ihren Stores in Amsterdam, London, Mailand, ja, mittlerweile selbst eine Marke, gar eine Institution. Die Rede ist natürlich von Amsterdams Finest Putter. Und nachdem wir in den letzten Jahren bereits einige Male Tim im Interview hatten, der Stadt Amsterdam sogar eine ganze Episode gewidmet haben und das Team rund um Putter mit ihrer Air Max One Wave einen der spannendsten Releases des laufenden Jahres kreiert hat, ja, es ist Zeit für ein Update. Daher freuen wir uns sehr, Tim heute wieder mal im Interview zu begrüßen. Welcome to the show.
Tim, nice to meet you again. How's life?
Good. Life's good. Life's good.
Life's good on a sunny Friday with another release already done.
Yeah, you know, what can I say? It's just another drop of the wave, you know. Almost the last one.
Almost the last one, but not the last one. It's the 5th out of 6. So how do you feel today with releasing the 5th wave?
Happy. Happy. Happy is the word, you know. Happy we can do this. Happy we released another great shoe. And happy people are happy with the shoe. So happiness overall.
Yeah, there are a lot of happy faces coming out of your concept store, having the shoe in hand. Some people have them already on feet. It's really a nice thing to see.
Yeah, for sure. You know, but that's why we do it. We make shoes not for ourselves, but to sell. And if people like it, then it's even better. We did a great job, you know? So, yeah, if people straight away want to wear it, it's even more a blessing and a big up. For us, it's a big up that the fans love it.
There's a little time space between the last release, the 4th, and now the 5th. Yeah. Why did it had this kind of time space, time lapse in between? Why did it kind of took so long to release the 5th one now?
Yeah, we had to stretch it out a little bit, you know. or else we would bomb in 1 year all everything, and we want to stretch it out also to the next year and to have it more sense to the coming collapse, so there is not a whole all the collapse, just more about a natural flow of products and an overflow of products. So that's why I was like, okay, I think 4 is already a lot, you know, so we thought let's have a break and spread it more out.
Every time you're gonna do a release, it's always about the community and it's always about storytelling as well. Yeah. The fifth one is called The New Wave. Can you tell me a little bit about that and the concept behind it?
Well, the wave and the concept didn't really change, you know. It's the wave, it's a movement. And that's a wave, it comes and goes, you know, and that's the whole concept behind this. It's a wave movement. It's water, it's fluent, it's Pattaya, it's Amsterdam. It's basically the same thing that, you know, yeah, you see different colors, but basically the same thing, you know. It's the new wave because we're in a new year and that's the new wave, but it's still the same concept.
What can you tell me about the sixth one, the white one? Could you already tell me when it's gonna drop, when it's released? I know you can, but will you do?
No, I can't be honest. I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea. I'm so busy with tons of other projects and I'm working a lot of ahead. So yes, they told me, but I totally forgot. I have no clue when the next one is dropping. I don't think we have to wait that long also, you know. So I have no clue, but I don't think we have to wait months. I don't think that's the case.
Okay, that's good to hear. I think many people are waiting for the moment when they can complete the whole set. Was it the plan in the beginning to do 6 versions, 6 colorways?
Oh, yes. Maybe we didn't know for sure if we could get it done and get 6 colorways, get permission for 6 colorways. But that's what we pushed for and that's what we got. So, yeah, it was always our intention to bring a bunch of Air Maxes.
I'm asking because there is this one rumor about the first release of your first Air Max collaboration in 2009.
Yes.
That there have been more than just the released colorways. There have been 2 more. Is this false? Is this right? What can you tell me about this rumor?
Rumors, yeah. So, there is true, there's 2 more colors, but this was never supposed to come out. So when you make shoes, you know, you sample, and in sampling case, you sometimes go left and sometimes go right, and sometimes you don't know, so you make a few other colors, and then you have to make a choice because you already know you're gonna, in this case, bring out 4. So that's why the white one never came out. Because when we picked it up, it was already dirty in the box. So, you know, it was, and the other color, I don't know why they did it, but it was just, and majority decision that the other color was better. But it was never intent to bring 6 out, no.
There's another rumor that, there are 2 rumors. this other rumor says that maybe one day you will retro the whole package. I know. Yeah, but you know what it is like, rumors. Some are right, some are wrong.
you never can say never, you know, but is that in the plans? Not that I'm aware of, but no, probably not.
I guess these rumors came from because the Air Max Silhouette celebrates its 35th anniversary this year, and maybe this was the idea behind it, that because of so many retro versions are coming out from some legendary shoes, and it's true that the whole package you did back then in 2009 is one of the most legendary packages the Air Max 1 have ever seen. So maybe this is where the rumors are coming from.
Maybe, you know, like I said, you never can say never, but, you know, we hip-hop, and it's like Nas said, you know, always forwards, never backwards, you know. So Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, I can say never. We never say never, but
sure.
Don't count on it. Trust me.
Okay. Talking about the 35th anniversary of the MX-1, you kicked off everything already last year, and now there are two more colorways of the wave. For you personal, how do you see this celebration of the Air Max? Is this done right by Nike? Is this something the community really likes and adore and honored it in the right way?
Yeah, it's Air Max, you know, it's one of the most, for us it's the most important shoe, and Nike has an Air Max day. I mean, that's enough said. If you have a day for a shoe and people actually wear that shoe, what more can you do? You know, this is more than dedication than a shoe needs. So, yeah, it's pure dedication, this. I cannot, I don't know what to say anymore. I mean, like, do you know another brand who has a day for a shoe?
Adidas for Yeezy, but Kanye didn't like it, I heard.
We don't know who he don't even know who the better day come from. So that's not a real day. But do we have another shoe with another day, you know? Is that a thing? I guess not. So this is something that, like, this is something that I know I think Nike is doing an excellent job, you know. If you have a day, man, what more can you say? They're doing an excellent job.
That's true. On this kind of day, like you're having a release, it's beautiful weather in Amsterdam, you see this community coming back together. Thinking of the first release of the first wave back then, it was in the pandemic. We are still in a pandemic, but it's not that hard anymore to say it kind of in this way. How was it to release the shoe back then as one of the first shoes who can already have like a real
line
and in-store release?
Yeah, of course it's very important for store releases. So the moment we saw the possibility to do another in-store release after this long period of time of non-releases in-store, we just did it, you know? Because yeah, that's what it's all about. It's about the community, about people coming together for the same love, for the same sneaker. And that's what it's about, you know? That's why we are doing this, I guess. So then to finally do it again after a period of 2 years, it's great, you know? So yeah, it was a timing thing. We were just lucky that that we could do it again. And we did it. What more can I say?
You already said that you are in some other projects. You're always working ahead of things. Of course, I have to ask you not just about the next and the last Pata Wave collab and colorway. Of course, I have to ask you about some other things which are going down in the next weeks or month. What can you tell me about the rest for 2022 and maybe something for 23 as well? What can you drop right now?
Oh, nothing. You know, we're in a Nike period now. So we are silent about the other projects. But there is enough coming, you know?
We know about one New Balance collab.
Yeah, it's coming, you know? And our usual partners will always get collabs and always get attention, our usual partners. So, yeah, you know the usual suspects. So, you know, what more can I say? It's not, I think we were surprising with one or two collabs, but there's even one that's really going to be surprising, and it's not even a big one, but my favorite one.
It's coming out this year?
No, next year we're talking about it. It's a really really small collab, but it's going to be my favorite one. And it's going to be...
Why is it just your favorite one? Just a personal thing? Or?
Yeah, it's right. I like unexpected, and I like I like real people and real things, and somebody who's doing his thing and don't give a fuck, and if we collaborate with that person or with that brand,
okay,
I like that. I like the Rebel INS. I like the Long Rangers, that kind of thing. I love that. I love the Rebels. So we're doing a collab. I'm not gonna say it's a Rebel, but I'm gonna do it with somebody or a brand who doesn't actually give a fuck, which I love.
Okay, great. Tim, many thanks that you took the time at this release date. Always a pleasure to meet you, to talk with you about the brand, about what's going down, about what's coming up. So many thanks and have a great Friday.
You too, man.
Xavier, nice to meet you. You are part of the Pada marketing team, seeing this whole thing going down. I would say again, because you kind of have to wait 1 year to do this wave thing again. How does it feel for you today?
Honestly, very exciting, man. We're now on our fifth wave, and as you can see, people they still serving. So yeah, very excited, man.
It's so great to see people standing in line, waiting for a shoe, waiting for this community thing, talking to each other. On your personal note, what's your fave colorway out of the six? Because we all know that the white is coming out, and I know it's a hard question, but you know what it is.
Listen, man, like, you can't stop the wave, so you can't choose one, man. You just gotta have them all.
I definitely know that you're working on a marketing team right now. You know, at least I know it right now. Beim Pata Release hier in der Special Location, die man mal wieder mit den Wellen überzogen hat, in dem Fall natürlich orange, rot, braun, ne, passend zum Release, stehe ich hier mit Andrea, der heute als Fotograf für Pata unterwegs ist. Andrea, tell me, what was the beginning of the release? How was the crowd? How did they react? We have some beautiful weather here in Amsterdam today. It should be a nice release, right?
Yeah, it's a really sick release, honestly. Like, everybody was like really excited and waiting for it. And as you can see, it's like everybody's coming with their joints from before. It was more like every release was kind of like an episode in a way, you know? Like, so it was sick for already to see people from the first maroon all the way to the blue one, and like, you know, just go all the way to this last release right now. So like, everybody just picked probably 1, 2, 3 shoes, probably all of them, and then came here to just get another piece, and people are already talking about the one that is gonna come, you know, like, so people are already pretty excited and stuff. The crowd is a bit different from before, of course. So like, before it was just like crazy, but now it's like, I guess mostly because of the weather, it's pretty hot. It's like not a lot of people, but it's still a good crowd. It's still a good crowd. It's like quality over quantity, let's say, at this point. But as I said, everybody just coming here like it's a function, you know? Like, from photographer perspective, because I've been shooting from the first wave all the way until now, I was just like kind of like narrating the whole situation through my pictures. And I can say that, like, it was like a little sneaker event. It wasn't anymore like you go in front of the store getting your shoe. And you need to consider the fact that the first wave that came out was a statement piece. And it was a statement piece because of the fact that there was Corona at that time. So there was no queue for sneakers anymore because of the fact that everything was locked down here. So this was the first time ever that there was a queue for a sneaker. And it was a wave. So that's why it's like, it was crazy at the beginning, because people came here not only just to get the shoe, but it was also a pretext to come here, show off their old joints, meet up with their old friends. I had people coming from Germany, people coming from Italy, people just traveling all the way here. Like, it was actually a event to just stay on the street and link up and just have a good time. So even being on the line for people wasn't even heavy. It was actually fun. And this release, when I was talking with people, made me realize, from an outside perspective, that it wasn't really about shoes, but it was about unity and it was about connection. Everybody was just happy with each other. People were getting to meet each other. And that was a sick thing. And that's the thing that I also think that is just beautiful about this release, because it came with this word, each one to each one. And it's really that, you know, like, this is a family. Like, everybody that come here to get a shoe becomes part of a family, the Pata family. So it's like, as you can see, people were literally coming to team to get their shit signed. And it's because of the fact that there's respect on a street level and on what these people created, because this whole company comes from this mentality that is like do-it-yourself mentality. So you have to understand that each one of us just comes with a background where they're working on their own things. Like, I'm a photographer, but also on my own side, I'm also like an entrepreneur and creative in general. So I just do different type of like projects and stuff that are all based in community. And this is all coming from Edson G and Tim. I'm learning from these people literally while I'm working with them. And each one of these people, even people that are here, are constantly at the store. So it's just beautiful. And as you can see the black one over there, you see like
the Maroon here, like it's just an event. It's just a possibility to just do something different. And a lot of people actually be missing going and queuing up for a sneaker. Some people think, oh, queuing up for a sneaker is just too much, man. Fuck it, man. I'm gonna just order it. You know, why would I? You know, some people will queue up in the rain with their little chair and shit, camping on the street. You know, and people won't understand. And I feel like this was really like the first release was really like a way, like it was really like the situation where I would take a person that doesn't know nothing about sneakers and I put him there and I'd be like, kind of chair, sit down, see what's going on, and then you're gonna understand why we're doing what we're doing. And it's just, you know, I got this guy that came all the way from Germany. He got his kid to call himself sick from school and took him from Germany all the way here to get him his first pair of Air Maxes.
These are the stories we like.
You know what I mean? And it was crazy because it was the first, like, for me, it was like, I looked at him, I was like, your kid is lucky to have you because, like, this is sick. Like, the dad was sharing his passion for sneakers to his kid, you know? And I got a picture of the kid wearing the shoe, and that for me was sick because I was part of his adventure. I was part of his experience. These are experiences that people share with us. So it's not just a line. As you can see now, the line is getting bigger again. Like, more people are finally coming. And you just look at the feet and you just see what's going on. You know?
Yeah.
And it's nice to just refresh yourself as well because you see some joints that you forgot about.
That's right. You see a lot of different, not just different waves like the other four colorways. You see different kind of shoes.
Like, there's a pair of I think I see over there a pair of Dunks. I think those are the Para Dunks and shit. Yeah, so some Dunks over there. Got some Yeezys, got some old Yeezys, got 95. Over there we got another pair of Air Maxes, actually sick. Like, there's so much choice, honestly. Yeah. So,
on your personal choice, what's your fave wave colorway till now, from out of the five?
I would say the Monarch. The Monarch is my favorite one. The Monarch is my favorite one. It's just because of the color. And the color also for me just like reminds me a lot of this street, honestly. So it was the first wave, and I just like it was a nice experience. So honestly, like, and that's the thing for me, you know, like my sneakers are not just sneakers that look good or whatever, you know. But it's really like they are like each one of these sneakers have a story. I was fucking broke when I got them. So each one of them is like, you're thinking about the money that you're going to use to eat and what you're going to use. And you're like, fuck it, but I want this shoe. And you buy it and you think about what you've been through to get the fucking shoe. And that's the funny thing, you know. So the shoe has a story, has a flavor and stuff. Yeah. And that's compensating. When I talk to my friends, when they come to my crib, they're like, what's up with all these shoes? I'm like, this is when I was like this. This is when I was like that. You know, and those are the ones that I'm the most connected with. So the Monarch was definitely my favorite one. Second position, I would say the blue one, because also that one was like really refreshing as a release, and it was a really different. It was just a different color, a bit unpredictable, and that's the cool thing about Pata shoes as well, because they are shoes that you look at them and you're like, for some people it's like, oh, this is sick. For some people it's like, oh, whatever. But then when they put them on, they're like, oh shit, it's not bad, and that's the thing. So.
Wenn man in Amsterdam ist, ist natürlich auch vollkommen klar, dass man sich mit dem Dutch OG Tommy Trigger zum Gespräch helfen muss. Das ist natürlich vollkommen klar. Tommy, wir sitzen gerade bei Annam, einem wunderschönen Lokal. Ich glaube, Leute, die unsere gemeinsame Episode mit dem City Trip durch Amsterdam gehört haben, die haben den Namen auf jeden Fall auch schon mal gehört. Wir haben ihn kurz geshoutoutet. Hier auf jeden Fall richtig schön Vietnamese Fries gegessen und uns jetzt sehr über den Pata Release ausgetauscht. Und da interessiert mich natürlich deine Meinung auch zu dem Package bisher. Wir haben ja jetzt 5 gesehen, der 6 ist auf dem Weg. Wie hat dir das Ganze gefallen? Auch mit dem Abstand, den es natürlich jetzt zwischen dem 4. und dem 5. gab.
So, erstmal freut mich wieder dabei zu sein bei Oshun. Habe auch sehr gute Response gehabt von unserer Episode in Amsterdam. Alles sehr positiv, danke dafür. Und jetzt Pata Wave, ja, das ist ja etwas ganz Besonderes. Wir haben ja auch damals schon, glaube ich, in der Episode ein bisschen darüber geredet. Das ist ja nicht ganz einfach gewesen, um da so eine OG-Silhouette, gerade der Air Max 1, was ja eine Ikone ist im Sneaker-Bereich und hat auch einen sehr großen Fankreis, gerade auch in Holland. Und wenn man sich da den Schuh dann nimmt und sowas an so eine große Änderung am Schuhdesign macht und das dann letztendlich auch völlig akzeptiert wird, durch die Zähne, dann hat man was Gutes gemacht. Dann kann man eigentlich da schon mal nichts Negatives drüber sagen. Ich habe auch alle Colorways bis jetzt. Ich möchte auch sehr gerne den weißen haben. Ja, Pata hat sich ja was, wieder was Schönes gemacht mit Nike. Gerade auch mit den ersten vier. Da war ja bei jedem war ja eine Short Movie dabei. Auch eine schöne Sache, um da junges Talent zu motivieren, ihren eigenen Weg zu gehen. Das hat ja alles mit den Waves zu tun. Auch ja, Anfänger da zu motivieren, um selber was zu machen in jedem Bereich, wo man so Qualitäten hat. Und letztendlich kriegen wir dieses Jahr dann noch, so kann man ja sagen, ein kleines Finale mit noch zwei Colorways, den Dark Russet. Und ich weiß eigentlich gar nicht, was der offizielle Name ist für den Weißen.
Das weiß ich auch nicht. Wahrscheinlich White Gray ja. Oder so.
Also die zwei Colorways kommen dann noch als kleines Finale. Ja, muss ich alle haben. Ich habe das schon auch mal auf meiner Instagram-Feed gesagt. Ich hasse alles, was im Set kommt, weil das heißt, ich muss das dann komplett kaufen, weil ich will das ja komplett haben. Und ich habe so meine Favoriten unter den Colorways. Ich finde den Monarch noch immer sehr stark, den ersten Colorway, den Blue. Aber letztendlich, wenn man nach alle Colorways guckt, haben die alle was Starkes. Ich finde auch den Schwarzen sehr gut. Der Maroon hat auch was Besonderes. Und den Weißen und den Dark Russet letztendlich auch. Pata und Air Max ist ja, haben ja auch eine starke Historie zusammen. Und ich finde das wieder eine der besseren Kollabos, was Pata so in den letzten Jahren gemacht hat. Nike ist ja auch keine kleine Marke, ist ja eine der größten schon viele Jahre. Und ja, und ich bin ja selber Holländer und man hat mir auch noch ein bisschen holländischer Stolz mit Pata. Und wie gesagt, Air Max 1, einer der beliebtesten Silhouetten hier in Holland, ist ja ein bisschen auch ein holländischer Sneaker.
Schöne Findest Sache. Du, dass Nike den Release rund um den Air Max One, respektive die 35 Jahre, das 35-jährige Jubiläum bisher gut ausgespielt hat?
Ja, wir haben ja den Pata Wave gehabt, das hat ja schon voriges Jahr angefangen, was ja nicht Anniversary-Jahr war, das ist erst dieses Jahr. Wir haben ja noch den Travis Scott gesehen, den Air Max 1, der ist ja letztendlich die sollten ja eigentlich voriges Jahr schon kommen. Da hat man ja die ganze Tragödie, auch die Tragödie da gehabt und die sind letztendlich auch dieses Jahr gekommen. Und wir haben ja dann noch ein paar neue Colorways gehabt. Wir haben ja den Treeline gehabt, auch ein sehr starker Colorway. Sieht ja ein bisschen BRS-ähnlich vom Color Blocking. Den Matter Root fand ich selber nicht so stark. Dann haben wir noch den Safari gehabt, den neuen Safari. Und da kommen noch ein paar andere Colorways. Der ist ja mit Sneakers Day, haben wir ja noch den gelben gehabt. Mhm. Den habe ich heute an. Und ja. So ganz viele OG-Sachen sind ja nicht zurückgekommen. Normal in so einem Anniversary-Jahr, dann hofft man ja immer, dass man auch wieder was OG-Sachen als Retro raushaut. Das haben die dieses Jahr nicht gemacht. Vielleicht kommt noch was, das weiß ich nicht. Nächstes Jahr kriegen wir ja den Big Bubble. Der ist ja auch originell erst in, ich glaube, in 88 rausgekommen. Also der kommt nächstes Jahr, freue ich mich drauf. Und ja. Wenn ich ganz ehrlich bin, die haben gute Sachen gemacht mit Air Max 1, aber ich bin doch ein bisschen enttäuscht, wenn ich ganz ehrlich bin. Wenn ich meine OG-Heads fragen muss, dann ja, bin ich ein bisschen enttäuscht.
Es ist auf jeden Fall noch Luft nach oben. Schauen wir mal, was das Restjahr 2022 noch bringt. Und ansonsten einfach, ne, also ein paar gab es ja schon ein Jahr vorher. Vielleicht gibt es jetzt noch ein paar dann ein Jahr nachher. Feiern wir einfach den 36. Geburtstag vom Air Max 1. Machen wir es einfach so.
Ja, können wir auch machen. Wir haben ja dieses Jahr noch viele mehr Anniversaries. Wir haben ja auch noch den Air Force One. Wir haben ja auch noch 97er. Der kommt ja auch bald wieder raus.
Nike SB.
Ja, Nike SB. Und dann gibt's sicher noch ein paar andere Silhouetten, die ich jetzt vergesse, die auch Anniversary Jahr haben, also
bei all dem, was Nike so im Portfolio hat, der ganze immer mal irgendwie einen 25., ja. 30. oder was auch immer rausbasteln.
Ja, da ist immer Grund, um zu feiern und einen neuen Schuh zu kaufen, nur wegen dem Grund. Also ist ja immer auch eine gute Ausrede, wenn Anniversary Jahr ist.
Das stimmt.
Kann man ja sagen, ja, ich muss da auch ein bisschen mitfeiern. Ja, ich bin ja auch gerade, ich bin ja auch nicht so, dass ich, mein Geschmack ist ja auch sehr breit. Das ist manchmal auch sehr schwierig, wenn das so Portemonnaie angeht. Aber ich freue mich auf alles, was noch kommt. Gerade auch Air Force One, Air Max 1. Bin selber nicht so ein sehr großer 97er-Fan. Aber ich bin gespannt, was 2022 noch alles zu bieten hat. Und ich freue mich auch schon auf 23. Und ja, ich denke mal, es kommt viel auf uns zu. Waves von Pata waren eine sehr schöne Sache. Ich denke mal nicht, dass das auch bald vergessen wird. Ich denke, dass gerade auch in 22 oder in 21 einer der besten Sachen war, was so rausgekommen ist. Und ja, coole Sache.
Und damit viele Grüße aus Amsterdam und vielen Dank, dass ihr bei der 113. Episode mit dabei wart. Ihr könnt alle Episoden wie gewohnt kostenlos auf Spotify, Apple Podcast, YouTube, Deezer, Amazon Music, Audible, Google Podcast, Podtail, Podigy und auch bei allen anderen Streamingdiensten hören. Und wir würden uns sehr freuen, wenn ihr dem O-Shoom Podcast und unserem News Podcast O-News dort folgt, wo ihr Podcasts am liebsten hört. Hört auf jeden Fall auch die aktuelle Folge O-News und beantwortet die Frage der Woche, powered by StockX. Alle Einsendungen haben am Ende des Monats die Chance auf einen Sneaker-Gutschein im Wert von fetten 250 Euro. Wenn ihr diese Folge O-Schuhen übrigens in eurer Instagram-Story teilt und uns verlinkt, damit wir das auch sehen, seid ihr übrigens ebenfalls mit dabei. Schaut auch auf Facebook und Instagram.com/O-Schuhen-Podcast oder auch bei TikTok vorbei und interagiert mit uns und der Community. Checkt auf jeden Fall auch die Sneaker-Suchmaschine Sneakerjägers und werdet Teil der Sneakerjägers-Community, das freut den Tommy. Supporten könnt ihr uns unter anderem mit einer positiven 5-Sterne-Bewertung bei Spotify und Apple Podcasts. Über 600 positive Bewertungen hat O-Schuhen auf den Plattformen schon und eine Apple Podcast-Review würden wir hier gerne mit euch teilen. TobiÖ97 schrieb vor wenigen Tagen, Genuss für die Ohren. Absolut erstklassig, wie dieser Sneaker-Podcast verpackt ist. Einfach schön zuzuhören, mit welcher Leidenschaft das gesamte Team hinter dem Thema Sneaker steht und sowohl Hype als auch General Releases einbindet. Weitermachen. Das machen wir sehr gerne. Tut uns einen Gefallen und supportet die Podcasts und erzählt mindestens einem Freund oder einer Freundin, die sich für Sneaker und Streetwear interessiert, von uns. Show some love. Dankeschön. Wir hören uns in der nächsten Episode wieder. Bis dahin, macht's gut.